Well, I'm so excited today that we have Brianna with us in the VFN Radio studios. Hello, Brianna.
Hi. How are you doing?
Doing wonderfully well. You know, there was an earthquake. I think you're familiar with this earthquake that hit, you know, the Washington, D.C. area. But first, I want to say that I want to kind of, you know, I was called by the Lord for a period of time to be able to prophesy about the coming of the turning of the hearts of the fathers to the children, the children of the fathers. And I'd done that for about a 10-year period. And then the Lord came and basically told me it's finished. They didn't turn. Next thing is going to be, you know, turmoil coming. And about that time, I was riding in my truck and one day and finishing up, about to go to a meeting, go to another meeting. And I turned and on my truck, and somebody T-boned me. They ran right smack dab in my truck.
Yeah.
And when that happened, was it was like a suddenly that happened. But just a few moments later, an earthquake started happening in the D.C. area, and Chuck Pierce, a prophetic man of the Lord, said, look for the sign in D.C. When you see the sign in D.C., that's when the transition of power would take place. So tell us what happened that day. Talk to us.
Well, we lived in Norfolk, Virginia, mm-hmm. which is about 2.5 hours from D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at work. I worked in this, 40,000 square feet insurance building.
Mm-hmm.
And my desk was right in front of a bank of windows. And we were just doing our job. And all of a sudden, everything starts moving left to right. Just shaking.
You're talking about moving. Right. You're talking about buildings that don't move.
Like our windows that were 12 feet tall started shaking.
The windows were shaking.
The computers, our chairs that we were sitting in started shaking.
What does it feel like when that starts happening?
It felt like God was taking his pinky finger and pushing this 60,000 square foot building.
A 60,000 square foot building?
It was a huge building, and it just felt like the whole building was being shifted over. And
what was everybody doing?
No one knew what to do. We just all stared at each other. Nobody ran outside. Nobody ran under.
What did you do before you died?
We just looked at each other. It was.
That's pretty profound.
It's crazy. We just didn't know what to do. It lasted about 30 seconds, I think.
Did it feel like 30 seconds?
No, it felt like forever.
Yeah.
When the whole ground is moving underneath you and no one knows what to do.
Right.
And for most of us, mm-hmm. born and raised on the East Coast, we mm-hmm. never even felt a minor earthquake, let alone a huge
earthquake. Right. They felt that all the way up to the Great Lakes. Through New York, they felt it.
They felt it all the way down to Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So a lot of friends of ours from California was like, oh, it's no big deal. I was like, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
The ground does not move over here. So
what happened with you? I mean, here you are. You're going to work one day. I'm going to work. You mm-hmm. know, I'm going to go to this 60,000 square foot building, work insurance company. I'm going to look out this 12 foot window. It's just a day like any other day.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't.
And then it wasn't.
Right. So what happened?
All kinds of. I came home after that and things were knocked off the walls in our apartment. And mm-hmm. I think.
Stuff fell off the wall. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I think that night is when I had signed up for VFN.
So it's all of a sudden, then you got a hunger for the Lord that you knew. But that were you walking with the Lord at that time?
No, my mom had been talking to me mm-hmm. about signing up, and right. I was like, "Yeah, I should do that." But
one day,
yeah,
one day,
yeah, you know,
right?
Yeah,
right.
I'll do that.
Right.
And then that everything just started a domino effect of.
Right.
Like the earthquake and then coming home and is just the craziness. Everyone was
right.
Kind of shaky about everything going on. And,
right.
Signs
of the times, huh?
Yeah. And apparently there's a huge fault line that runs through there, but it never shook the earth like that.
This is one thing we've heard a lot of and we'll continue to hear a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
we've never seen that before. It's like, okay, that means anything can happen.
Where did that come from?
So there's people out there that are listening that, you know, they know what they need to do, and they've been putting it off. Would you recommend to them, why wait till the earth shakes under your feet? Why wait till the economy falls? Maybe, just maybe, if we turn before that happens, maybe we won't have to have what may happen, right? What do you think?
Yeah, and why wait until tomorrow when you can just do it right now?
Right.
And if we keep putting things off, it's just not worth the waste of time to put it off.
Right. And how's your life different since you just gave your life back to the Lord and said, here I am, you know, and just started just learning his ways again? And just how's it been different?
I've had so much more joy than I used to. And when things start shaking like an earthquake around
me
and storms start going on, I have a peace about it that I never knew before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing to have a peace when so many things are going so wrong that you never thought you'd ever have to deal with.
Right.
And it's nice to have a peace about you and where you are and where you're going.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
And that's the big thing that you get with God. No matter what happens, you have peace with God.
Mm-hmm.
And then it doesn't matter what happens because you're not always like, oh my goodness, I could have died. It's like, you know, if I die, I'm with God, right?
Yeah. And the world's not your world anymore. Jesus is your world.
Yeah.
And he's not going to fall apart. So if everything around you is falling apart, you're still okay.
Right. And that's the peace that we have with God. You know, the false doctrine has been preached saying that, you know, following God means the whole world stays together. You know, and the reality is following God is God keeps us together. But the world can change suddenly, can't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very suddenly.
So what would you say to that person that's sitting in an office out there right now, and they've been putting off what they know they need to do, because it's about our own personal relationship with God. It's not through anybody else. What would you say to them?
I'd say don't wait.
Yeah.
Don't wait, because you don't know what's going to happen.
That's right.
You don't know if the earth is going to quake under your feet. You don't know what's going to happen when you drive home from work.
That's right.
There's no time like the present. Just go after God now and not wait.
Yeah.
You don't always have as much time as you think you have.
That's right.
No matter how young you are.
That's right. That's exactly it. That 60,000 square foot building was being pushed almost, you know, so it'd be nothing to fall in one of those cracks.
Yeah.
And if we die at that moment, it's finished for us in regards to whatever we did or didn't do.
Yeah.
We can't rethink that or redo. It's not a redo.
Yeah.
It's not a mulligan, they call it in golf, or it's not, you know, there's so many people that, you know, there's all these wonderful button on computers today called undo.
Mm-hmm.
There is no undo once you're dead.
Yeah.
You know, it's you're appointed once to die and then the judgment.
Well,
I appreciate you. What's that?
You only get one life.
You only get one life, and then we have to answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have eternal life if we did properly, which is, you know, if you haven't met, you know, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can do it and go to meetmyfather.org. Meet my father. And you want to find out if you are like Brianna and, you know, your whole world is shaking right now and things look in turmoil, you know, that it's not too late, that you can go to vfnfamily.org, you know, and just look things over and see if it's for you. And you're being drawn to God, and you could be on the same path as Brianna. Imagine that. When everybody else is in turmoil, you can have peace. And that's your witness to the world, that when you have the peace, when everything else is going crazy and everybody else is panicking, you can have peace. And he says, that's your witness to the world that you're going to be saved and that by God, and they're going to be destroyed, which causes people to want to come to God. So I want to encourage you, if you're looking for somewhere to relate, somewhere that you can be rightly related, hang out with some people who love Jesus and who want to follow his ways and just obey him. You know, you can go to vfnfamily.org. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, go to meetmyfather.org. Brianna, it was so glad having you in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
God bless.